Seattle Public Schools teachers have voted to strike next Wednesday if there's no new contract. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, teachers call the district's proposals disrespectful.
Reporters were not allowed inside the union meeting at Benaroya Hall. But Seattle Education Association Vice President Phyllis Campano says the unanimous strike vote sends a message to the district.
It takes a lot to get this district to vote to strike, so they have to know at that point how frustrated the members are, the educators are in this district, and they need to come to the table and get it done.
The list of issues still on the table is long, from how much recess kids get, to the length of the school day, to pay. Jeff Morgan teaches social studies and American government at Ingram High School.
You know, our administrators downtown, I mean, they're pulling, 100 G's. We just want a cost of living increase to be able to manage living in the Seattle area.
The district has proposed a 2-3% annual raise for the next 3 years. The union wants a 6% increase. Marianne Clark teaches language arts and social studies at Tops K-8. She's also on the union bargaining team that's been negotiating with the district since May. Clark says it was heartbreaking to hear the physical and occupational therapists on the bargaining team talk about their inability to provide for every student who needs help.
I mean, literally, people were in tears presenting their case to the district, and there are no caseloads. They won't give us caseloads.
School district officials are not giving interviews about the bargaining process, but Superintendent Larry Nyland released a written statement saying that the district's goal is, quote, a contract which honors, respects, and pays its educators and provides more instructional time for all students, including those children who desperately need more time with outstanding teachers in order to succeed. The union and the district enter mediation today. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.